everybody, and welcome to my third episode for Blind Cool Tech. This is James Scholes here. Okay, hello and welcome to the third episode that I have recorded for Blind Cool Tech. My name is James Scholes, podcasting to you from Bradford in England in the United Kingdom. Okay, I'm going to start off by thanking everybody for all of the great feedback that I had on my intro podcast. I didn't think I'd get much feedback on that, but I did. So thank you for all that great feedback. Also, a great thanks to Christopher Wright for recording me my podcast theme music, which you heard at the beginning and you will hear at the end. Much appreciated, and it's a great theme. I love it. So thank you to everybody, and continue to keep giving me feedback, because that's how my podcast will get better. I will give my contact details at the end. Okay, so what are we doing today? Well, today I thought I would demonstrate a little program for you. It's got a bit of a strange name, actually. It's called Screamer Radio. And some of you might have heard of it, but on the other hand, you might have not. So, anyway. Basically, what it is it's a little program that I discovered a while back. Well, about a few months ago. Last month, probably, I think. That lets you listen to online radio stations. Well, they don't have to be online radio stations, actually. But mostly online radio stations from around the world. And I like it because I can just use my PC as a radio. So, I apologise, I cannot actually give you the URL for this programme. But if you type in Screamer Radio on Google, actually let me just check how that's spelled. Screamer Radio. Screamer Radio. If you type that in on Google, you'll find the web page. The web page for that. And you can go download it if you want. But you'll find out, because I'm going to do a demonstration. This program doesn't really require me to talk about it and all its specifications, because basically what I'm going to do is just give you a demonstration of it and how it works, and hopefully you'll get a feel for how it works and how it operates. Now, I must specify that for this and all future podcasts, well, most of them anyway, I will be putting JAWS back to its default factory settings, because I think this is easier than me just slowing it down, because sometimes slowing it down doesn't get everything. For example, I have JAWS reading out cursor shapes and different verbosity levels and all this, and it's on a different punctuation and things like that. So what I thought I'd do is, I have my settings file, my configuration files, then I have the factory defaults configuration files, and I can just switch them over. So if you don't use JAWS in its default settings, I apologize, but I think this is the best way do things, because if I go about slowing it down, and then a program requires extra verbosity levels to read the whole program out, to or something like that, you're not going to get the whole program. So I am delivering these demonstrations to you using the JAWS with nothing done to it, it's at its factory defaults, and this program with nothing done to it, because I haven't changed any of the options in this program that I'm going to be demonstrating. So let me just switch my settings over in JAWS.
And with you. Default JDF. Confirm. List. Alt F4. Audacity.
Okay. And as you can probably hear, we've got the default settings. Now, Screamer Radio is a free program. And, you know, it's obviously not the best program. You know, I like this program, actually, but in some cases, if you haven't got a very good internet connection, it doesn't connect. But in other cases, when I was working with a slower internet connection, it actually adjusted itself so that it could provide me with the stations that I wanted to listen to, but with a lower sample rate and all this. But some of them, it just refuses to launch. I don't know if that's a Screamer Radio problem or an actual problem with the radio stream that it's connecting to. But anyway, I'm going to launch the program, and then I might talk a bit about it at the end, but we'll see if there's anything I need to explain. I'm going to go through the menus, and I'm going to go through everything. I'm going to go through the program. It's a very small program, but very powerful and very effective. So we're going to press Windows M to go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Screamer Radio 83 of 97. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And because I just went to the desktop to see how it was spelt, because I wasn't sure whether it was EA or EE, that's SCREAMER space RADIO, just in case you want to go and download this program from Google. And because I just checked this icon, it is already on this icon for me. And I have 97 items on my desktop, which I'll have to clean up later on. So I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Screamer Radio V0.3.8 dialogue. Not playing N/A Screamer Radio http://www.screamer-radio.com/. Information up down slider 100% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys. Screamer Radio V0.3.8 dialogue. Presets successfully updated from server. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
OK, we had a bit of information there, and one of them was the website. So, I'll give this out at the end again, but the website is http://www.screamer-radio.com. That's www.screamer-radio.com. We also heard that it wasn't playing, and an N/A. The N/A is cast not applicable. Stands for not applicable because it's not playing, so it can't give you any information. Labeling is another problem with this program, but I don't really mind because I know which ones, which controls are which. It just said information up down slider. That was the volume slider. So it wasn't the information slider. I don't even know what an information slider would be. Okay, and then we heard a sound, which wasn't a Screamer Radio sound, it was a sound scheme sound. You might hear a different sound, in fact you probably will, depending on which sound scheme you have installed. And it said, Screamer Radio V0.8.3 dialogue, then it told me that my presets had been successfully updated. So this will update all of the presets. It's all about presets, basically. You don't search for a station, it's all loaded up. All the streams that it can connect to are all loaded up into the program for you to just go through. Okay? So we're on an OK button.
OK button.
Just hit space.
Space. Screamer Radio V0.3.8 dialog. Not playing unknown stream type gaming FM dash total PC http://pc.gaminfm.com/mini/. Information up down slider 100% to increase or decrease use the arrow keys.
Okay. So. We're in the main window. Whoopsie. Okay.
P L N leaving menus. Screen.
Sorry about that. I hit and Alt Tab. I had to pause the recording a bit for a few seconds. Anyway, we're on the volume slider. Let me just hit the Tab key.
Tab playback play button to activate. Press space bar Alt plus P.
Okay, so I said about the labeling problem, but then we get past the volume slider and there's no labeling problem. We have the playback controls here. Play button.
Tab playback mute button to activate.
Mute.
Tab playback rec button to.
Rec, which is record. You can record streams. I'll show you that later on.
Tab, information up down slider, 100%.
And that's the volume again. Okay.
Alt P. Alt N. Leaving menu.
Okay. Sorry about that again. I had to pause it. But anyway. So, in the main window, while we are not playing, that is, we have the volume. We have a play button, we have a mute button, and we have a record button. Now we're going to look at the menus. The menus are where the action is at, so let's press the Alt key. Okay, that's very strange.
Alt tab, Alt N, leaving menu tab, playback shift.
Right, okay.
Tab, playback, menu bar, 5.
Ah, now I didn't know this. Sorry, this is turning out to be a bit of an unprofessional show. When you're on, but anyway, I'm learning things.
Shift tab information.
When you're on the information up down slider or on volume, as it's more commonly known, if you press the Alt key,
menu bar filed.
Ah, it does it now. Right, the last 30 seconds that I've just, all the things that I've said in the last 30 seconds about menu bars, forget. Okay, right, we're in the menu bar and the first one is file. Let's have a look.
Enter menu, file menu, history submenu to move through items. Press up or down arrow H.
Okay, we have history submenu, which provides all the history of what you've been listening to.
A gaming FM dash total PC A.
Okay, I was just checking out that because Kelly Spurge mentioned that in his one of his podcasts, so I thought I'd give that a listen. That plays game music. Anyway, that goes from A.
C one,
and that goes to
A gaming.
And I've only, and I, since I cleared the history, I've only listened to 3 stations, so it goes A, B, C.
History submenu H.
Back out of that menu and go down.
Open URL O.
Open URL, I haven't tried, but I believe you can actually open a feed that, or a stream that isn't actually in the presets already.
Update presets now. You.
Update presets now will update from the internet, which we've already done automatically by the program, so we don't need to look at that right now.
Edit config. See.
Edit config will open text file where you can edit all the settings in a configuration.
Reload config. R.
That will reload the configuration file.
Edit favorites. E.
Edit favorites. This program allows you to add favorites, just like in Internet Explorer. So you can edit them.
Reload favorites, F.
Reload favorites, that will reload them, obviously.
Save favorites, S.
Save favorites will save them.
Exit, X.
And exit.
History submenu, A.
And we're back at history. Let's press escape.
Escape.
Then go along with the right arrow.
Settings, S.
Settings. Press enter or down arrow.
Menu, settings menu, stereo separation submenu to move through items. Press up or down arrow S.
Okay, if we're going to this menu.
100% left parent stereo, right parent checked S.
Okay, we have 100% stereo.
75%, 50%, 25%, 20% left parent mono, right parent M. 100%.
Okay, you can actually change the amount of stereo separation. So if you wanted it in mono, which might take up a less bandwidth, I don't know, you could have it in mono, and then you can adjust it. You can have mono, then you can have 25%, 50%, 75% stereo, and then of course Stereo. Full stereo 100%.
Stereo separation submenu S.
Go down.
Effects submenu E.
Effects.
Compressor left parent, auto volume right parent C.
Compressor is a bit of a strange thing for radio, I think, because, you know, it's, you're not doing files, but if you wanted to compress your audio content on the radio, you could do that.
Reverse stereo R.
Reverse stereo? I haven't tried that.
Compressor left parent, auto volume.
I think the reverse stereo, if you've got something coming out of the left and you've got something coming out of the right and they're different, you can swap them around. And that's all we've got. We've got the compressor and the reverse stereo.
Effects submenu.
Okay, go down.
Language submenu L.
Language.
Danish D.
Okay, this comes in a number of languages. We have Danish.
Dutch D.
Dutch.
English Czech E. Estonian E. French F. German G. Norwegian N. Polish P. Romanian R, Spanish S, Swedish S, Turkish T, Danish D, Dutch D, Danish D.
And say if I want to select Danish, I can just press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, information up down slider 100.
Now if I tap to the play button.
Tab, playback apps full button.
And now it's in Danish.
Tab, playback slalit fra button, ship.
Which isn't a good idea if you're a beginner with the program and you don't really know how to change it back.
Menu bar, filer, and installinger, met effector, language, Dutch, Estonian, English, E, enter, leaving menus, information, effects, language, submenu,
okay,
L.
Okay, and this is all from the settings menu, remember? Let's go down from language, the next, so it comes in a number of languages, sorry. Go down.
Always on top, A.
I've never understood this concept of always on top. If somebody can explain it to me, I would be more than happy, because it appears in many programs and in the tool that I use to minimize things to the system tray, it adds an option to add the always on top feature to your windows, and I don't know what that does. So if anybody could enlighten me, I would be most grateful.
Preferences P.
Preferences. Let's have a look at this.
Enter, leaving menus, screamer preferences dialog. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys. Screamer preferences dialog. General page, display always on top, checkbox not checked.
Okay, display always on top. Again, don't know what that is.
Tab, display disable pop-ups, checkbox not checked.
Disable pop-ups, never messed with that.
Tab, tray icon always show, checkbox checked.
Tray icon, that shows what you're listening to.
Tab, tray icon, minimize the tray, checkbox not checked.
Minimize to tray, if you minimize it, it will minimize to the tray instead of to your taskbar.
Tab, tray icon, minimize the tray on close, checkbox not checked.
That will do the same if you close it with Alt-F4. By default, it will just shut down. But if you activate this checkbox, it will actually close, minimize to the tray.
Tab, startup, start hidden, checkbox not checked.
Start hidden? Not a good idea, I find.
Tab, startup automatically play on startup, checkbox not checked.
I had that checked. That was checked initially, I think. But I think I turned it off.
Tab, proxy support left parent address and port right.
This is all to do with proxy servers, I don't mess with
tab,
that.
Proxy support tab, application icon edit, type and text.
Don't know what that is.
Tab, application icon ... button, tab, max history length edit, 5.
Okay, you can change the history.
Tab, language file ... button.
Language file.
Tab, language file ... edit. Tab, file editor edit, notepad.
Okay, this is for the edit favorites and edit config file. You can choose whatever word you want to use, the editor, text editor.
Tab, display balloon tooltips, checkbox checked.
Display balloon tooltips. That's very useful because my balloon sound will play when it's connecting and then play when it's connected.
Tab, okay button.
Then we have an okay button.
Tab, cancel.
Cancel.
Tab, general tab.
General.
General 2 tab.
General 2.
Tab, when connection is lost, retries per source edit, 3.
Okay, this is all to do with, you know, when your connection is lost, how many times should it retry to connect? All customizable.
Tab, when connection is lost, retries from scratch edit 2. tab, messenger string percent title percent dash title of the radio station percent URL percent dash radio station URL percent track percent dash formatted track name percent source percent dash current playback source percent version percent dash streamer version percent dash time connected percent track time percent dash time playing current track edit slash me is listening to left parent percent track percent right parent at left parent percent title percent right parent using percent version percent type and text.
That's to do with how you want it displayed. The radio stations that you're listening to, the information.
Tab, peak meter enabled, checkbox checked.
That's to do with sound.
Tab, peak meter adjust by volume, checkbox not checked.
That's to do with the sound meter.
Tab, peak meter colors top button. Tab, peak meter colors bottom button.
This is a sighted thing, and I don't mess with it because I don't know what it is because I can't see it.
Tab, peak meter colors background button.
Background, I don't know what that is.
Tab, okay button.
Okay.
Tab, cancel.
Cancel.
Tab, general 2 tab.
General 2.
Recording tab,
okay,
to switch pages.
Recording.
Tab, path to recording folder edit. GS / HP _ administrator / my documents / my recordings type and text.
Okay. Just for the fun of it, I'm gonna change that.
N S G A I D R O C E R space Y M S /
I'm gonna call it
blank T blank S /
I'm gonna call it
S C E E R E A E R R E A A E R C S R A D I O space R E C O R D I N G S.
Okay, that's I've created, so that's the path, and I deleted the, it goes into my My Documents folder, but it was going to My Documents / My Recordings, and I don't want it in there, so I went to the end, and I deleted My Recordings, and I put / Screamer, no, I didn't, / Radio Recordings, okay? Okay, or you can...
Tab, path to recording folder ... button.
Or you can use that button, which is the browse button.
Tab, file pattern percent title percent dash title of the radio...
Okay, this is just the path again.
Tab, maximum buffer size...
That's about buffer size, I don't mess with that.
Tab, string formatting date edit percent Y percent...
That's for your date. You can have it on year and things, or... the year in the middle, or the year at the end, or whatever.
Tab, string formatting time edit, percent H, percent M, percent S.
Okay, so if you wanted it to be the seconds, and then the hours, and then the minutes, you could change that. That's your preference, you know, you don't have to have it exactly how I have it. These are just the defaults.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel button, tab, apply button, tab, recording tab.
And an apply button has appeared because I've changed something.
Recording 2 tab.
Recording 2.
Tab, lame options encode arc vorbis as MP3 left parent star right parent checkbox not checked.
Okay, this is all your encoding options, I'll just leave that.
Tab, lame options continuous encoding left parent star right parent checkbox not checked. Tab, lame options encoding bitrate left parent star right parent edit 128.
Okay, and I don't know why they've got a 3 stars after them, or 1 and then 2 and then 3. It might be to show the different options, I don't know.
Tab, OK button.
That's your bitrate, by the way, that edit field, you can change that.
Tab, cancel, tab, apply, tab, record, devices, tab.
Devices, this is the next tab.
Tab, sound cards, left parent requires restart of playback, right parent multi-select list box, playback through total recorder, left parent emulated, right parent, 1 of 2.
I don't really want that, so I'll change that to...
not selected Realtek HD audio rear output, space, Realtek HD audio rear output.
Okay, I've changed that.
Tab, 5000, advanced settings, left parent requires restart of playback, right parent, advanced settings, left parent requires restart of playback, right parent, edit, 5000.
I think that's the frequency, I'm not sure.
Tab, OK button.
OK.
Tab, cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab, apply button.
Apply.
Tab,
then we have no more tabs.
Home, general.
No, we don't.
Shift tab, apply.
I'm gonna press the apply button.
Space, screamer tab.
Okay.
Blank. Screamer radio V0. Title is Screamer Radio V0.3.8. Pages, general.
Okay.
Tab. Shift tab. Enter. Blank.
Okay, now this is a bit of a strange thing. You press the apply button, and then there's no focus.
Alt-tab. Screamer preferences dialog.
You have to alt-tab, okay?
Shift-tab. Display always on top. Check all. Shift-shift-shift-shift. Balloon tooltips checkbox tab always tab disable pop-ups tab always shut tab minimize tab trick tab edit zero tab dot tab balloon tooltip shift file editor edit notepad shift tab cancel but shift okay
press the okay button
space information up down slider.
Okay, we're in the settings menu, so I've adjusted my settings.
Menu bar settings.
Press down arrow.
Stereo set preferences.
Okay, and the last option is preferences, which we've just looked at, and then you're back to
stereo separations.
Stereo separation.
Escape menu bars.
Let's go along.
Favorites. A.
Favorites.
Menu. Favorites menu. Add to favorites to move.
Add to favorites.
No favorites available. Unavailable. N.
I haven't got any favorites because I don't look at favorites. I don't use them.
Presets.
Whoopsie. Sorry.
No favorites.
You've just got add to favorites and then, of course, your favorites. I've got no favorites, so, you know, it doesn't do that. Let's go right arrow.
Presets, P.
I'm not going to show you all this menu because it's a massive menu. This is all where everything happens. Okay, so I'm just going to show you.
Menu, presets, menu, by genre, submenu.
By genre? You know, things like
50s, anime music submenu, children's radio submenu, classic rock submenu.
Okay, you can select one of them.
3WK Underground, Classic Rock.
Okay, I've just gone into the Classic Rock submenu and it's brought up a massive menu straight up the centre of the screen. Which goes from 3WK Underground Rock to
Zappa Listening Sessions.
Zappa Listening Session.
Classic Rock submenu, by genre submenu.
By genre.
By language left parent, not native right parents.
By language I don't really use because I don't really understand what it does. For some reason it just gives you different languages of the radio station Radio Netherlands, which I don't listen to, so I don't have any use for that.
By network submenu B.
By network? There's different networks of radio stations, for example
1.fm submenu.
1FM. Has a lot of stations.
1.fm-50s and 60s. 1.fm-80s.
Okay, they've got stations.
1.fm sub.
Okay. That goes all the way up to
Virgin Radio submenu.
Virgin Radio submenu, which is one in the UK, which I listen to a lot. But I don't get to it this way. It would be probably easier, but I get to it a different way.
By network submenu.
I don't go to the by network, I go to the
by region submenu B.
By region submenu, this is what I use.
Africa submenu A.
We have Africa. Okay. It goes from all the way from Africa to
Oceania submenu.
Oceania, I think that's pronounced. And they're not in alphabetical order.
O-C. Europe.
Actually, they might be. Yes, they are.
Africa.
Okay, now I'm in the UK. So,
Africa.
But just because some listeners are American of Blanco Tech, in fact, the majority of them are.
America submenu A.
I'll just check out some America stations.
Argentina submenu A.
Okay. Argentina.
Bolivia submenu B.
Argentina, Bolivia, and it goes all the way up to
Venezuela submenu V.
Venezuela. Okay. So let's just if I wanted to listen to a Venezuela radio station presenter on or bright arrow on this submenu.
Angel 93.7 A.
And I wanted to listen to Angel FM on 93.7. I basically press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Information up down slider. 100% to increase or decrease. Use the arrow keys. Connection failure dialog. All sources failed. Giving up. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
OK, now this is a example of where it gives up, basically. That's what it exactly what it said. Giving up because they couldn't find all of the stream connections. That doesn't happen a lot, but on some it does.
Space information.
Press space on the OK button. I'm going to briefly pause the recording while I check that my wireless network is still connected.
Alt tab P. Alt N. Leaving menus. Screamer.
Okay, and I'm back. I just checked and it is connected, so that's obviously a radio problem or a stream problem or a screamer radio problem. Okay, I'm going to go to UK. So, if For that, there's no... isn't a submenu for UK. By the way, the by region submenu is the last option. In the...
up, down, slide, app. Fail presets. By genre.
In the preset submenu, we have the by genre.
By language.
By language.
By networks.
By network.
By regions.
And by region. So...
Africa submenu.
In by region, you have to go up twice if you want. If you're in the UK, if you're in America, you just go down one.
America submenu.
However, if I get back up to Africa, if I want to go to the UK, I press up arrow twice.
Europe K-Z submenu.
It says Europe KZ. Okay, and if we go up one more.
Europe A-J sub.
Europe A to J, and then Europe K to Z. This is because there's too many countries in Europe, too many regions, so it has two categories. We have A to Z, no, not A to Z, sorry, the ones beginning with A to J, and then the ones beginning with K to Z. Obviously, it's United Kingdom.
Europe, K-Z.
So we go to KZ.
Latvia submenu, L.
And the first one is Latvia. I'm going to go up twice.
United Kingdom submenu, U.
And of course the last one is...
Vatican submenu.
The Vatican in Rome.
United Kingdom submenu.
United Kingdom. Let's go in.
UK 1 dot 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 submenu, U.
Now this is where it gets good. We have UK 1. And this goes all the way up to...
UK X submenu, U.
UK X. And what this is it's where you can choose the letter. I want to listen to Virgin Radio, so I'm going to find V.
UK W submenu, UK V submenu.
I'm just pressing up arrow here, and I've found the V submenu, UK V. Press enter or right arrow.
Vibes FM V.
Vibes FM, I don't want to listen to that, so I'm going to go up.
Virgin Radio Stream - New Music, No Limits V.
I don't want to listen to that.
Virgin Radio UK - The Music We All Love V.
I want to listen to that. Okay, so I'm going to... press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus.
The music we all love. Virgin.
Hold F4.
Okay. Now, as you can see, that was a bit confusing. Because I couldn't hear Jaws. And I basically didn't know what's going on.
Alt Tab, Audacity. Project Rate : 4. Alt N.
Okay. So I had to close the program. I'm going to go back into it.
Windows M, Desktop, Enter. Streamer Rate, Up Down Slider 1. I'm
gonna go turn this down.
Home. Up Down Slider 90%.
Right. Home. It doesn't read this slider.
Up Down Slider 100.
You have to actually read the line. So I'm going to press page down a few times and then read the line.
Up Down Slider 40%. Up Down Slider 20%.
20 should be fine. So.
Idling dot dot.
Okay, I've just read the status and it said idling. So we're going to go back into the... the preset menu.
P menu, presets menu.
You can't actually press Alt P because that activates the play button. It's the way that this program is written and configured. It actually activates the play button if you press Alt P. So you have to press Alt and then P.
Abyssinia, Europe, Latin, United Kingdom, UK, W, UK, Visa, UK, Virgin Radio UK - The Music.
Okay, I'm going to play this station again. It played twice for some reason over the top of each other, so let's try and do this.
Enter menu bar. Up down slider 20%.
Okay. Okay, now I'm just going to turn. I'm just. Actually.
Tab, play tab, playback tab, playback mute button, shift tab, playback greater button. Space.
The greater button. The greater.
Space.
Greater than. Most of our stations are available for different players like Real Player, Windows, and streaming MP3. Please select a different player and try again.
If you still have problems, we'd love to hear about it. Select the contact us option from the website and follow the instructions. Thank you for listening.
Okay, I've discovered why this program is playing twice. As you might have heard with the music, it was playing, for any of you who use Audacity 1.3, it actually plays a track. Actually, Audacity 1.26, it doesn't align the tracks properly when recording, so you hear, like, a beat, and then the same beat again, about a quarter of a second after it. And as you heard, because the greater button is a reconnect button, and I pressed that thinking it was the stop button, and of course it tried to reconnect, and then one of the DJs, that was Ben Jones, there, I know that, the presenter actually came on and said we're having a problem with this audio feed, so that wasn't a Screamer radio problem.
Shift tab.
Okay,
tab.
We've lost the focus.
Up sounds, tab, playback, tab, shift, tab, playback, less button to add.
Okay. So we're going to select a different station.
Preset menu by region, Europe, United Kingdom, UK, X sub menu, XFM.
We'll choose XFM.
Enter menu bar.
This should play, but it might not. Depends on your internet connection, really.
Escape.
Okay.
Jaws for wireless volume. Safe AV win. Win home. Jaws escape.
Okay.
Window. Screamer enter.
That one isn't working any of the reason. I'm going to actually select ones out of the UK.
By network sub menu. By Atlas Europe.
I'm sorry if this is coming over a bit jumbled, this review.
UK.
But, you know, it's like it Europe. Is.
By region, sub.
Okay, we're not going to go for by region, because I don't know any good regions to go for. So I'm going to go...
By genre, sub.
I'm going to go by genre.
50s, 60s.
And anybody who listens to the Kelly Sapergia podcast, the by Kelly Sapergia, you'll have heard him recommend a station called Slay Radio, and it plays old-time game music from video games. I wouldn't normally go for something like this because I don't really like the music in games in old video games because it sometimes gets a bit annoying. But just for the sake of it, I'll play it. That was called Slay Radio, and I find that in the genre
and nerd sub menu.
Nerd
sub menu.
I don't know why it's called nerd, because it's all to do with computers, probably. But anyway.
Gaming FM-Classic Console. Gaming FM-Complete Selection. Gaming FM-Modern Console. Gaming FM-Total PC.
Okay, and it's brought up some stations here. And Gaming FM-Total PC is one of them that... I don't listen to, but I'll just play it. For the sake of it, and then I'll listen to, and then I'll put Slay Radio on.
Enter. Leave. Up downs. Tab playback. Tab playback. Greater tab. Play tab playback. Red button. The shift tab. Shift tab. Information. Up tab playback. Stop space.
Okay. Now. There must be a problem with my connection, because everything is playing in double. What I'm going to do is see if it...
Menu, 5A, B, A, games, effects, 100%, 0, enter,
Okay, I've put it in mono.
Escape.
Now let's try
tab.
Playing it.
Alt, space, N, leap, tab, playback, play, but, space. Alt space N tab playback stop button to space.
Okay, so that didn't really work.
T leave menu prep stereo 100 enter leave.
Okay, so I'm sorry, folks, about this. It must be a problem with the servers at the moment and things, or it might be my connection. But everything seems to be playing fast. But I mean, not fast over twice. I'm just going to play one station now and stay with it and just show you. I'm not going to show you the recording feature because it's pretty easy. You just press record button, which
shift tab.
which when the program has lost focus again.
Enter screamer shift tab playback red.
And I know that I'm demonstrating this program in such a way that makes it look a bit bad, but it's not bad once you get used to it, and you know, once you actually sometimes it has its off days, like today, obviously the day that I've chose to demonstrate it. But if you configure it and things, it works very well. You press the record button or the rec button and it starts playing, and it starts and it plays through and it records to a file in whichever directory you've specified, okay? So that works fine.
Menu bar.
I'm not going to demonstrate it because I don't want to record anything, and it will probably interfere with the recording I'm doing here.
P menu, presets menu, 50s, 60s, trans sub menu.
Okay, let me just select one at random.
Rock and art, progressive rock sub.
Progressive rock.
Oral moon, ears tunes, why?
Ears tunes?
Y-U-R-S-T-U-N-E.
Ears tunes, I think that's called. Press enter.
Enter menu bar.
It'll play twice, but you'll get the idea of how it works.
Tab information up top tab playback stop button. Shift tab information up down slider 100% the increase. Up down slider 40%.
Okay, I've turned it down, and while it's playing, you can stop it and mute it and play it and things like that. Okay, we're going to stop it.
Tab, playback, stop button, space.
Okay, and hopefully I've given you a taste of how that program works. I'm going to press Alt-F4.
Alt-F4, information up down slider.
Okay, and it hasn't closed. Oh yes, there we go, it's closed. Just took a few seconds, okay? So, that is basically Screamer Radio, okay?
Alt tab.
And, this has been James Scholes with the Blank Old Tech Podcast. And I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Blank Old Tech. The web address for that program, of course, Screamer Radio, is http://www.screamer-radio.com. After the presets menu in the program, there is a help menu. But as it's just a standard help menu, I thought I'd leave that. As the presets menu is basically where everything happens, and you can say what radio station you want to listen to. So I'm going to
Alt Control M. My
set my
E default.jcf.
Copy my settings Alt around.
Alt Control 9. Paste.
Okay, like that. And this has been James Scholes with the Blank Old Tech Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to contact me, feedback is very welcome indeed. And of course, if you could tell me what the always on top feature that I mentioned, if you could tell me what that means or does, I'd much appreciate it. My email address is jamesscholes@msn.com. That's jamesscholes@msn.com. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and feedback will be most welcome, as that is how I can make the podcast better. Thank you for listening. James Scholes, signing off.